Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and keep clapping those hands. God is good. I say God is good. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Let us all just take a moment and raise our hands and open our mouth. And I want everybody to start just giving God some praise. Come on, open your mouth. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to do a new thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say God is getting ready to do a new thing in the midst of his people. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Come on. I just need about three of you, praise God, to praise him right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Oh, I feel like God is getting ready to do something. I believe God is getting ready to do something. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody need to praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. I don't know who it is, but somebody here today, praise God. And the devil thinks that he can pray. Praise the Lord. Oh, but I feel God getting ready to do something. For somebody, come on, somebody. I believe somebody's about to get a miracle. Somebody's about to get a breakthrough. Come on, somebody's about to, oh God, just go through with something that they have been praying about for a long time. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Come on, somebody. Somebody want to shout glory, hallelujah. Somebody want to shout glory, hallelujah. Praise God, the word of God lets us know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, we're going to lift up a standard. Oh, glory to God. We're going to lift up a standard. Hallelujah. And today we come to lift up a standard in our praise. Oh, glory to God. I know that some of you don't want to open your mouth, but if you understand what God's doing today, God says change the strategy. God says change the strategy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Change the strategy. When the enemy sees that you're coming one way, you turn a different way. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that. Come on. I say when the enemy thinks that you're coming one way, we just turn a different direction. Well, can somebody give us, can we take a praise break in hell? Can we take a praise break in hell? When the devil thought that you come in one direction, you go in another direction. He cannot track you. Praise God. I say he cannot track you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He cannot track you. Praise God. Because, praise God, you're on the wall. You're watching. You're watching every move. You're watching every move. And not only are you watching, God got some men and women out there that are watching over you also. God got some men and women. Praise God. Hallelujah. That are watching over and watching with his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. This morning, praise God, I was here, praise God, just a little bit, putting things together. And we were just giving thanks and exhort Alicia Davis and Sister Thompson, Sister Sonia, and Mother Laurel. We were just here just giving thanks and talking about different things. And my phone rang, praise God, and that was a man of God, praise God, a prophet from the United States, praise God. In wisdom, I don't have to call his name. Praise the Lord. The man of God said some things to me. Praise the Lord. And believe it or not, he was 100% on target. Praise God. And he could tell me exactly what's happening and what around us. The man could tell us and tell me exactly what's happening around. But he said, woman of God, have no fear. God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Come on, somebody. I just want you to turn to somebody and show God is with you. Come on, tell somebody else. Come on, tell somebody else. Oh, come on now, you can't stop yet. The Holy Spirit said you must tell some more people. And if you're gonna move around, God is with you. He said, change your strategy. He said, God said to tell you, change your strategy. Praise God, change your strategy. Oh, glory to God. As a prophetess myself, praise God, God would allow other prophets to speak to the prophet. Come on, somebody. Praise God, because iron sharpens iron. Praise God. Come on, somebody. And whenever you get to a place that you believe that you know everything, and you got to hear everything, and you got to see everything, you're in big trouble. There's something that God will show some other person for you. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. I just feel so good in here today. I'm excited. Praise the Lord. Glory. Oh, my God. Is there anybody else that sensed a shift? Is there anybody else that sensed a shift? Come on, come on. Is there anybody else that sensed a shift? You sense a shift in your spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It is all right, all right. It is all right, all right. Long as I am my Lord beside me, it is all right. Long as I have my breath to hold, long as He watches over my soul. Come on, chopper. Long as He's control, it is all right. It is all right, all right. It is all right, all right. Long as I am my Lord beside me, it is all right. Come on, church. As long as I have His breath to hold, long as He watches over my soul. Long as I'm under His control, it is alright. Come on, beat your tambourine. It is alright, alright. It is alright, alright. Long as I have my Lord beside me, it is alright, oh Lord. Long as I have His breath to hold, long as He watches over. Long as I'm under His control, it is all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, come on. Let's make a joyful noise. Let's make a joyful noise. Shake your tambourines in the air and just hold them up, just hold them up, and just shake those tambourines. Oh, somebody. Oh, we confuse the enemy. We confuse the enemy. Come on, somebody. I said we confuse the enemy. I said we confuse the enemy. Confound the enemy. That's why the psalmist David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I wish I had some joy for people in here. I wish I had some joy for people in here. I wish I had some joy for people in here. Step on a clap hand if you don't have a tambourine. And if you have a tambourine, shake it and make you care. Praise the Lord, come on and clap it, come on and clap it. Come on and clap it, come on and clap it. The plans of the enemy for you to be silent. The plans of the enemy for you to be quiet. The plans of the enemy for you not to clap your hands. The plans of the enemy for you not to shout. The plans of the enemy for you not to praise. The plans of the enemy for you to get discouraged. The plans of the enemy for you to feel downtrodden. The plans of the enemy for you not to go to church. The devil will say, don't go to church. There's a lot of folks today locked up, and the devil said, don't go to church. But the devil will make you do everything else. But I'm glad today that even when I don't feel like coming to church, I'm going to put on my clothes and I'm going to clap. In the house of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know why I feel like putting it in God so much today. Hallelujah. hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm trying to control myself, but there's such a high praise in here. This place is charged up. This place is charged. Come on, somebody, this place is charged. There is an igniting of fire going on. There's an igniting of fire. There's an ignition of fire. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody say, ignite me again, Lord. Somebody shout, ignite me again. Come on, somebody in the show, ignite me again, Lord. Ignite the fire inside of me. Ignite my praise again. Ignite my worship again. Ignite the love for the word of God again. Ignite the, oh God, my prayer life again. Ignite fasting in my life again. Ignite my being, oh God, from the crown of my head to the soul of my feet. Ignite me afresh, almighty God. Ignite me, Lord, ignite me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles to Philippians. Turn your Bibles to Philippians 4. Praise God. Let us stand for the reading of God's holy word. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, while you're finding it, just keep on praising Him. While you're turning your pages, just say something. Oh, my God, there's a shift. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know it pays to be humble? How many would agree it pays to be humble? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, my friend, it pays to be humble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you, if you don't have a Bible, find someone with a Bible. Get by someone with a Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you don't, if someone don't have a Bible, call them over and say, come on, just stand beside me and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 4, 19 and 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why, but there's a praise in there. Why are you holding your Bible? Let's say hallelujah. Let's give him some praise. Oh, come on. Why are you holding Ephesians? Philippians. I am sorry. Philippians 4, 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, 19 and 20. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. I gotta be ready for the work of the Holy Ghost. While you got your Bible, can you just go up and not praise? There is an environment here. Praise God of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 There are miracles that can happen when you call in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, oh my God, hallelujah, Philippians 4, verse 19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory, Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. And I want you to do something here today. I want you to have a mode of clap. I want you to keep your tambourines. And I want you, when it's time to praise God, you shake your tambourines and clap your hands. Because You know, when we look today, when we look around today in our churches, praise the Lord, it is everywhere, praise God. The Bible says that in the last days, you would have great apostasy. Amen? And come on, somebody. In the last days, there would be great apostasy. Meaning there would be people who don't have the desire, people don't have the drive, people don't have that thirst, that hunger, and that thirst for church, for the things of God, and what have you. But you know something, praise God, there will always be that few inside us. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Come on, come on. Yeah, deacon is God. Deacon is God. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There will always be that few inside us. Praise God. Who, apart from not defiling their garments, but who, praise God, know, praise God, the importance, praise God, of being in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be anywhere else but in the house of God in this day and age. Come on, in this day and age, yes, I believe. In this day and age, I don't want to be anywhere else, brethren, than in the house of God. I'd rather crawl myself into the house of God or broken pieces than to find myself back in the world. Come on, come on. Yes, for the Lord, I'd rather draw my broken self into the house of God, all broke up, all messed up, all wounded, all hurting. I'd rather draw my broken self into the house of God than to find myself back out into the world. Oh, glory to God. The world has nothing to offer us but torment. It may look good for a while, but it's only for a while, that is. Praise God. I'd rather make it to heaven with one hand and one or one foot or one eye or none than to end up in hell with everything. Oh, I wish I had some witnesses in here. I wish that I had some people in here. Just somebody here with me today. Oh, come on. I'd rather make it in heaven. Praise God, because guess what? I might leave this earth. I might be on this earth and leave this earth. Praise God. Looking funny. But I'm going to receive a new body. Oh, perfect body. Come on. Can I get the strength of you now to stand up those praises? Oh, I'm going to open my mouth. Come on, by the clapping hands and tongues. Open your mouth and give us a praise. It is by the fruit of our lips that we praise them. Oh, the tambourines and the hands are just extras. But we got to open our mouth. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth to send out those praises. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to receive a new body. I'm going to receive a brand new body. Come on, somebody. Oh, for we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And because I know all of this, I will hold on to the word of God. Hallelujah. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. By Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. How many of you know that God is still in the providing business? Is there anybody in here that God has provided for supernaturally? I know that some people do understand what I meant just now when I said that. How many of you know that God is still providing supernaturally? Oh, I'm talking about when you didn't know how to work out. I'm talking about how you didn't know where we would turn. I'm talking about how when all hell broke loose against you. I'm talking about, praise God, how you didn't know how that bill would be paid. And out of nowhere, God made a way. Is there anybody that can testify about the way maker? The way maker. I'm telling you, praise God, if I gotta go on that tree and preach this gospel, nobody's gonna shut my mouth. Nobody's gonna lock me down. Because praise God, Jesus didn't have a building. Jesus didn't have a nice edifice. Jesus walked the streets. Oh, wherever he went, come on somebody. And he went in the highways and the byways. Oh, glory to God. Come on somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just got me a note. I just got me a note. Praise God. There are times when Jesus was on the mission field. And people would come running up to him or touching him with emergency situations. Urgent situations. There were times that the crowd was very heavy. I need some of you now. There were times when the crowd was very thick. Praise God. There was a man named Jairus who had a daughter who was ill. Praise God. Come on. There was a woman with a mixture of blood. Some of them, their family member died. Come on, somebody. Come on. I said some of them, mother-in-law, sick daughter, dead. Everybody, woman bleeding. All kind of things. And there was a woman that had a mixture of blood for 12 long years. Oh God. And one day she got up and she said, enough is enough. Can somebody shout, enough is enough? Oh, I just heard somebody, enough is enough. Can somebody that know what I mean just shout, enough is enough?
Enough is enough!
Yeah. There comes a time in your life when you have to stand your ground and you have to look the devil right in his eye and say, I'm not talking to your brother. I'm not talking to your sister, devil. I'm not talking to your mother, your father. I'm not talking to your cousin or your aunt, your own voice. And you need to talk to the devil. Enough is enough. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Is there anybody that help me? I say, Jesus, tragedy. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Is there anybody that know what I'm talking about? We plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit, on every item, on every thing, on every candle, on every oil, on every witchcraft. Can I preach it here? I feel like I want to talk to somebody. We call against everything that would rise up against you and your children and your grandchildren. Oh, you are hearing me. I feel like burning up some things here today. Today I come to burn up some things. Oh, praise God. Not everybody can handle what happened. Not everybody can handle what happened. Sometimes you have to change the strategy. Sometimes you have to turn a different direction. Sometimes you have to move, go a different way. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And here was a woman. Praise God, there's a issue of blood. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to preach. I said I'm going to preach. Because I know man is not my source. God is my source. I said man is not my source. Something that the church are going to mash up. Something that the church are going to put down. But already 3 or 4 of us, already 12 of us, when it's 50 or 100, church still have one. Church still have one. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody help me in here. Somebody help me in here. Somebody help me in here. Somebody want to clap your hands at the somebody and open your mouth and praise God. I don't know where I'm going this way. God is my source. I say God is my source. God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by praise Jesus. True praise Jesus. Come on, somebody. And if you don't know God, I'm a provider. Get up on your feet and praise your God. If you know I'm a man, I'm a provider. If you know I'm a woman, I'm a provider. If you know I'm a boss, I'm a provider. If you know I'm a daddy, I'm a provider. And I'm a name, I'm a provider. God might use them. God might use them. But at the end of the day, he is your provider. He is my provider. Come on, somebody. Come on. God will provide. God will provide. Thank you. I feel like praising. I just want to leave me alone, leave me alone. Some of you are staring at me like you don't understand what I'm saying. I come to praise God. I come to praise Him. I said I come to praise Him. Glory to God. Look at the revival. Look at the revival. Come to praise Him. Come to praise Him. I come to praise Him. I come to praise Him. I come to praise Him. God is my source. God is my healer. I say God is my healer. He is still the bomb in Gilead. And I believe in miracles. Is there anybody in here that believes in miracles? I believe in miracles. I said I believe in miracles. Come on, somebody. I said I believe in miracles. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. I said, oh, glory. That is right now getting a miracle. Oh, because of the praise, because of the praise. He said that you set up the praises. I, the Lord, will send the blessings down. Right now, some blessings are coming down. How many ready? How many ready? How many ready? How many sensitive to the Holy Ghost? How many sensitive to the Spirit? Can I get somebody to lose yourself in here today? Some of you are not going to get anything because you don't want to praise God. Because you don't want to clap your hands. Because you don't want to open your mouth. You just want to stand there and think that God is going to do it. He said when you set the praises, then I'm going to send on the blessing. And he no demon from the pit of hell. Okay, so who God bless? So who God bless, no man can curse. And who God bless, no man can stop. What God calls for, he provides for. I say what God calls for, he provides for. And he will always take care of his own. I don't know what's causing you to bleed. I don't know what's causing you to bleed. I don't know what's causing you to hemorrhage. I don't know what's causing you to drain up. I don't know where all your money gone. I don't know who takes all your money from. Oh, glory to God. There is a woman, praise God. There is a woman, praise God. Oh, God, she had an issue of blood for 12 long years. The Bible says that she went to every doctor. She went to every kind of doctor. She went to the eye specialist. She went to the surgeon. She went to everybody. She went to there and checked her over. You know what causes this bleeding? Well, they check my body all over. Give me a physical. Give me a good exam. And they took her money. They sent up an MRI. I'm just paraphrasing now. They sent up an MRI. They took her money. They sent up an ultrasound. They took her money. They sent up an X-ray. They took her money. They sent up a blood work. They took her money. Oh, glory to God. They put her up in pharmaceuticals. They sent her this pharmacy. Then they sent her that pharmacy. When she get home, she have pure Medicaid. Somebody get a miracle. I see to lay your hands on your body part. Lay your hands on your stomach. Lay your hands on your head. Lay your hands on your kidneys. Lay your hands on your belly. Lay your hands on your back. Lay your hands on your breasts. Lay your hands on your private parts. As a male and a female, somebody's about to get a miracle. Somebody's about to get a miracle. God said to tell you, enough is enough. God said to tell you, this is your hour. Lay your hand on your eyes. Lay your hand on your eyes. I come against retinal detachment right now. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Every eye problem. I come against glaucoma. I come against blindness. I come against loss of vision. Right now, wherever the right might be, right now I pray that the Holy Ghost would pay him a visit right now. I pray that the wet all glory to God. I pray right now that as he touches eyes, get the anointed truth. Oh, glory to God. I pray right now in the name of Yeshua, in the name of the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Can I get somebody? Oh, the God of Isaac, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel, the God of Esther, the God of Mordecai, the God, oh God, oh God, oh God, the woman of Samaria, God, the woman of the issue of blood, God. Yes, my brother. Yes, my brother. God is the deliverer. God is your deliverer. Right now, I put Brother Burke before you. I pray right now that we'll see Brother Burke back in church. I come against the blood flux that has attacked Brother Burke right now and caused him to be at the hospital. In the name of Jesus, Brother Burke, I speak life over our dear Brother Burke. And I speak healing in the name of Jesus. And I know he will come back with a good report. How many want to clap your hands and make a joyful noise? We come, brother, but I plead the blood of Jesus. Say what I command you to take your hands off of the wife, off of Brother Burke. In the name of Jesus, offer every child of God, every woman of God, every man of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come against every addiction. Come against every addiction. Alcoholism. Nicotine. Cocaine. Marijuana. Oh, glory to God. Perversion. Come on, somebody. Child molestation. Jesus Christ, I need somebody that know. Come against that. Every perverted spirit. Come against that. Come against that in the name of Jesus. We are not coming against a person. We are not coming against a human being. We are coming against that destructive, destructive spirit. In the name of Jesus. That is causing men and women to can't be all that God ordained them to be. That can't be all that God called them to be. Because of these perverted spirits and attacks. Might be come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of jealousy and envy. Come on. We come against it. We come against every opposing spirit that would attack every God-sent leader, every God-sent man and woman of God that has been sent and commissioned by God. We come against every Jezebel spirit, every Sanballat and Tobiah spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. We come against those spirits of comparing ourselves with others. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. There is nobody that can be Juliet Fagan. There is nobody can be Leroy Fagan. I am one of a kind. Come on, he's one of a kind. Come on, somebody. You are one of a kind. Nobody can be you. Come on, tell your neighbor, I am one of a kind. Shout out. Come on. Some of you are not saying it with confidence. Come on, God. I am one of a kind. There is not another one like me. I don't care how they try. I don't care how they try to sound. I don't care how they try to move. There is only one me. There is only one you. Come on, somebody. God don't need to replicate nobody. God is an originator. He can make us individual. And that's why, praise God. You must praise God how you praise God. Nobody praise God that nobody has praised God. Nobody try to preach like nobody. Don't try to teach like nobody. Don't try to act like nobody. Be yourself. Praise God in an authentic manner. Can I get the original people in here? Can I get the original people in here? Come on, somebody. The reason why we have so much problem today in our world and in the church is because everybody's trying to be somebody. Come on, everybody's trying to be somebody. But you know what can happen? God is weeding out the wheat and tares. He's cleaning up the church. He's cleaning up the church. I say God is cleaning up the church. And he's keeping those that are real and original. Those that will be themselves and worship them the way that they know how to worship them. Can somebody clap your hands for the Lord? Come on, can I keep something? Remember, you're giving it to God, you're giving it to God. Remember, he deserves, he deserves, he deserves. He deserves, he deserves. Come on. We call our blood of birth. And we believe in God for a good report, because when we pray, something will happen. I said when we pray,
something must happen.
That's right, when we pray, something must happen. When we pray in this church, we don't want to just pray and leave it there. We are anticipating our speedy and good report. We are believing God. We are believing God. I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm just sorry he's not here. My prayer has no distance. But I believe in God. I said I believe in God. Is there anybody else in there believe in God? My brother at the back, are you believe in God? We've been made joy for a night. But joy comes in the morning. I say, let me say it again for somebody else. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, somebody show joy. I love your sister over there, she's got joy. You see, when you have joy, you can dance, you know. You don't even need no music to dance, you make your own music. When you have joy, you make your own music. And start moving with your own prayers. When you have joy, praise God. You don't need to have no stimulation from the outside, because you have the joy bubbling over from the inside. Oh, glory to God. Oh, you know, when you feel weak, you still have strength. When you feel weak, you still have strength. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory be to God. I might not be clapping like how I used to, but I still got my joy. Come on, somebody. I might not be dancing like I used to, but I still got my joy. I might not be jumping like I used to, but I still got my joy. Is there anybody in here that can do something and open up myself? Still got my joy. I still got my joy. You know, God sent me today. God sent me today, this afternoon, tonight, whatever time, if anybody else is listening. God sent me to encourage the brethren. I say, God sent me, you know, like, come here. I know I've sent it to others too. But how did you feel the other day when I sent you a little encouragement, not knowing anything?
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it was Friday, Thursday, that I was home and I was not feeling all that, you know. And I was at work. I was at my desk. So when I came in, I saw the phone light up. And when I looked, I got a word from our apostle. And I didn't, the way I was shocked, because it was an on-time word, I couldn't answer at the same time, Bridget. And then when I do answer, I tell her, thank you very much for the encouraging word and for the old time. And then she said, and said, praise God, because your breakthrough is coming. And it did come through, Bridget. Say to one time, you're here, and to check out the prayer, God, pray for you. When you push up the ex-God, because guess what? You never know when your blessing and your breakthrough is coming, you know. Because sometimes when you're here, the unkind word is just coming right through for you. And yet you feel a way. Look here, that time will come. But guess what? God always makes a way when there seems to be no way. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
You know, this morning also, Bishop got a phone call. She was standing right there. She was talking to us, but there was four of us inside there with her. And right there standing, the phone rang. And she got a word from a prophet, as she said, all the way from yonder. And when she was there, she was talking in about the prophet, and the prophet, and the prophet said this, and the prophet said that. I turned to her and I said to her, you know, yesterday while I was cleaning, I was standing right there. I had a message planned for Sunday school, but it just so happened. And I turned to my mother and said, you know where you find where the prophet, the Lord sent him for it to do such and such, and he didn't do it, and he's heard from God, the same thing that I did here in Learning Zone. And when I said it to her, Bishop just stood there and looked at me and said, seriously? And I said, yes, Bishop, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. So when the prophet speaks, listen.
Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I read that verse from Philippians 4, verse 19. To remind somebody that God will supply, He will provide all your needs according to His riches and glory by or through Christ Jesus. I don't know who needed that word today, but tonight or this afternoon or whatever. I don't know who needed that, but I didn't come here with 10 verses. I didn't come here with a long sermon. I know what God has spoken to me and shown me. And somebody needed to know that God has not forgotten you. Some of you miss it. Yeah, I like that. Open your mouth and thank Him, thank Him. Somebody want to make some noise to know that God said to him, I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. You look at me, you think that I've forgotten you. But God said, what I have for you, I can't release it yet. I can't release it to you yet. Oh, glory to God. I can't release it to you yet. But He said, I've not forgotten you. You might have to pray a little more tears, but I've not forgotten you. Jesus, see at the back, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, hallelujah. Brother Christian, it's time to be there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Come here, Brother Chris. Come here, son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just stand right here, son. You know, this morning, I got up and was thinking about you. You know, I'm going to give you the word that the Lord gave me to give you. You know, even though sometimes you falter and fall, even though sometimes you find yourself back falling in the cracks, you know, at the end of the day, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And the good thing about it is that your bishop and your pastor have not forgotten you. Come on. I just want you to know, brother and sisters, brothers and sisters, you just stay right there. Just want you all to know. The Bible says, when you see a brother or sister fall or weak in faith, we who are the stronger ones, we just have to take them, pray for them, love them. But at the same time, there's also a commission that Jesus gave the woman that was caught in the act. He said, go your way and sin no more or less, the worst thing come upon you. And so, praise God, all we can do is continue to pray for one another. Amen? Amen. That's all we can do, continue to pray. Show love, have bowels of compassion, but don't condone. Never condone with what grieves God. Whatever grieves God should grieve us. Come on, somebody, whatever angers God should anger us. Praise God. Whatever God hates, we should hate.
There is something now people don't want you to use the word hate no more. They want you to say dislike. Well, in the name of Jesus, the Bible don't even use the word hate. The Bible say abhor, which means hate. It is so powerful, detestable. And so these fancy words that they want to make you start saying now, oh, you know, don't say hate, but say dislike in the name of Jesus. There is something you can't dislike. There are some things you have to hate. You have to hate it with sin and with passion. Can I get somebody to please can't dislike it? You can't just diss it. You have to hate it. Get angry in your spirit. Get vexed in your spirit. Get cross, as we say here in Jamaica, in your spirit. Oh glory, how many were blessed today? How many were blessed today? How many were blessed today? Philippians 4:19 says, God will, he shall supply all of your needs, not some of them, but everything you need. God said, I'm capable, I'm able, I'm well able to supply a need to you. But you know, those that put their trust in the Lord, those that lean not on their own understanding, those that in all their ways acknowledge him, he will continue to direct their paths. Come on, somebody. Don't expect God to bless you, bless you, bless you, and you don't want to acknowledge him. Don't expect God to bless you, and you're still lying. You're not talking the truth. You're still doing all this stuff, and you want God to fight for you. Come on, somebody. Come on, you got to make sure that you put your trust in him. Stop leaning on your own understanding. There's a lot of folks today who have leaned on their own understandings. Even when God was speaking to them through the Holy Spirit, they disregarded God and the Holy Spirit and did their own thing. And now today, they're in big trouble. I'm talking about all over the world. Talk to me, somebody. We got persons in prison today because of that. We got Christians locked behind bars. Talk to me. Who the Holy Spirit was speaking to, but they wouldn't listen. Praise the Lord. We got people that are in a grave today because they leaned on their own understanding. And in all their ways, they thought they were right. And they refuse to acknowledge God. How many are glad today that you're led by the Spirit of God? Come on, come on, come on. You're led by the Spirit of God. Come on, I say you're led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I want everybody, bring your tambourine, bring your hands. Walk up to this altar. We're going to really, really just praise God. I'm going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Come with the praise in your mouth. Come with the praise in your mouth. Oh my God. I don't want nobody coming up here quiet. Just give God what you to him. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise God. I said, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise God. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Come on now. Come on. Where are you afraid? Where are you afraid? Come on now. Come on. Where are you afraid? Where? Come on. Come on, guys. Why are you afraid to come to the front? My God, I want to hear one person praise them. That's all right. You see, God, you can praise God, you can't be silent. Your sister praise can help you today. Where this service is, your sister praise, your child praise, your husband praise, your cousin praise can help you today. You better get your own praise. You better open your mouth. You better clap your hands. You better shake your tambourine. You better say, I'm going to praise God. I need a breakthrough. Enough is enough. I've had enough defeat. I've had enough sickness. I've had enough brokenness. I've had enough. I've had enough. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough. Come on, somebody, I've had enough.
serving notice from the devil today. This is not my portion. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout, this is not my portion. I know some of you don't want your neighbor to hear you, but those that is not afraid of their neighbor, somebody shout, this is not my portion. Yeah, man, if you want to accept it as your portion, go on. If you want to keep it, go on. If you want to keep it, you go and keep your mouth shut. If you want to keep the sickness, just don't open your mouth. If you want to stay sick, then lock your lips. If you want to stay defeated, shut your mouth. If you want defeat to stay on you, shut your mouth. Just bear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that's what you want, if you want your children to be unsaved all the rest of their lives, just shut your mouth. If you want your husband to stay running up and down, then shut your mouth. But if you want God to do something, oh, I feel so charged. If you want your husband saved, if you want your children saved, we're not giving up on our children. When the devil see can't get the parents, when the devil see can't get the wife, then he attacked the husband, then he attacked the children, and then they attack you. But in the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Is there any of you that can shout, enough is enough? Can we shout it again? Is enough is enough? Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord heals. The Lord is still in the healing business. I say God is still healing. Is there anybody believe that God is still healing? I say God is still healing. Jehovah Jireh. God is still providing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Do it for the Lord. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Oh, God, do it. I need help, Lord. I need help. I need help, Lord. I need help. Is there anybody else that can help me, Jesus? Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Oh, enough is enough. Help me, Lord. Oh, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Lord, I know you're here with us. Lord, I know you're here with us. Lord, I know you're right here with us. Oh, Lord, the billows are raging. Lord, it's calm clouds. How thundering. Oh, but you're here with us. I say 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 your hair with us. Your hair, your hair. Oh, just touch somebody. Put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Oh, God, just keep praising. Oh, I know you're here with us. Yeah. Come on. You better praise God. Come on. The devil said, oh, praise him. Go ahead, my brother. You go ahead. You know, where there is life, there is still hope. Where there is light, there is still hope. Oh, we may see it. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Everybody. Come on, go ahead, go ahead. Come on, don't stop. Help me, help me. Go ahead, go ahead. There is a peculiar praise. There is a peculiar praise. There is a praise. Hallelujah!
enough. Enough is enough.
I want somebody to call his name loud and clear. As we get ready, somebody call his name. Come on, call him again. Come on, call him again. Call him till you feel him. Call him again. Call him again. Tell us a miracle in the sleep. Call him again. Call him now in the seventh time. Call him, call him. Oh Jesus. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh Lord. Somebody. Nobody moving. I want to thank God for all of you who are listeners, wherever you are, whatever part of the world that you are. If you have received a miracle, if you have been uplifted in your spirit, if you have been inspired and motivated by the word of God, by the praises of the people, praise the Lord, hallelujah, by the anointing that destroys yokes, please let us know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, on behalf of all of us here at Vision America Church of God Evangelistic Association, at this time we're located in Portmore, Lot 4, praise God, E37 East Greater Portmore, St. Catherine, Jamaica. On behalf of Bishop Leroy, the entire staff, the entire team of this wonderful ministry, praise God. On behalf of Bishop Ivor Carpenter, Pastor Charmin Mayers, Pastor Damien Walters, Brother Sean Terrell, and everyone out there, out of the sanctuary of love, an extension of Bishop Leroy Church of God in Orlando, Florida, on behalf of Pastor Terrence Brown and Sister Doreen Brown, mighty man and woman of God, doing a wonderful work out there in Hollywood, Florida, with Vision America Church of God. We want to thank you. God bless you. Until next time, give them a big round of applause. Come on.